Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Purchase her new EP, The 310 Part 2, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, her journey has been epic. Her voice, sensual, captivating, super talented. Miss St. Ford, yes, Lord. New album, I'm Here. Yes, she is. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Rochelle St. Ford. My queen, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope I pronounced your first name correctly. Please tell me I did.
You did, Rochelle. You're there.
Wanted to make sure. First and foremost, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
I'm
thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you are. I am here. Your journey has been incredible. I mean, from going to the cover of People magazine, with the fantastic as far as life transformation, and now the new album, of course, with the new single. It's been quite a journey. Have you had an opportunity to just kind of sit back and look at the things that you've accomplished over the past year?
Oh, yeah, from time to time I do take time, you know, to really, like, analyze and just let it, like, you know, hit me, because, like, I've been through, like, a whirlwind, especially with the weight loss, such a difficult time in my life, you know, but I kept going, and I was successful with it, and then with the music, I'm getting so much great feedback, and just so many great things are happening, so, yeah, I do take time out to really, like, let it, you know, hit me, and just take it all in, you know, very blessed, I that's basically what I could say at this time.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music, and speaking of your music, it's amazing because a lot of us out here, we deal with and go through certain issues, whether it's weight, depression, you name it. And what I'm most impressed about with you is that you have managed to overcome all that, and you have transformed your whole being into being a better you. How has it helped you as far as your completely different, as far as an outlook, not only as yourself, but also as far as your music career is concerned?
I mean, you know, with the weight loss, I was just always, you know, denied opportunities, you know, because it's all about image with the music industry, you know. So just being able to do that has definitely opened doors and just helped me as an artist and just overall life. So I would just say, you know, it just helped in every aspect possible, whether it's recording, performing, or, you know, just talking to fans. There were times I would talk to fans and just be out of breath, just, you know, because I was just that overweight. And I just think it just became something that, you know, assisted me with just becoming a overall better person, whether it's health-wise or just mentally. And it's just crazy that I'm out here inspiring others. I never thought that I would be somebody, you know, people would look up to as far as, like, you know, becoming healthy, because that was just something that I've always struggled with. So,
well, you know what? again, as I said, I'm thoroughly impressed because, number one, the audience has spoken, the listeners have spoken, the feedback has been incredible. Did you realize at the time that being able to accomplish the things that you have done would have such a long-lasting, positive vibe, influence on so many people that actually were struggling with that same type of thing in everyday life?
Not really. I mean, because when you're doing your weight loss journey, like, you're doing it primarily for you. You know, I had other reasons why I was doing it, but first and foremost, I had to understand that it was for me. So when I was doing it, I was in my own zone. I'm not, you know, thinking like, oh, my God, somebody's watching. You know, I started posting on social media and, you know, would get feedback, but I never in a million years would have thought that, you know, I would be inspiring others and people would look up to me or ask me questions. So it is just crazy. Even getting the key to the city, you know, from being so accomplished with it was just, like, amazing. So, no, I didn't think all of this would come from that. I was just, you know, minding my business, trying to get healthy. And here we go, you know, on the cover of People magazine. It's like, what just happened? Just happened so fast. You never know who's watching.
Right, absolutely. You know, it's a wonderful experience when you have people appreciate the things that you've accomplished. And I want to go strictly right now as far as music is concerned. What has you most proud of the new album?
The new album, just hear my daughter say everything sounds good. So,
okay.
You know, kids don't lie. Kids
right.
will tell you if
true.
Something doesn't sound right. It's just, you know, I've always done music that she enjoyed, but just to hear her, like, you know, really just be proud and see a difference. She can tell the difference in confidence. You know, when I'm recording, just a whole new me on the track. You know, and just the overall response from fans. You know, like I've always had a great response or great reviews, but it's like overwhelming this time. You know, and it's a different feeling when you can truly walk into a studio and really be ready to give it to your all. You're not worried about not being able to breathe properly or getting tired. You're just happy. You're confident. And I would just say really just the reviews, just the overall feedback is just like a great, great thing that I would say that I'm proud of on this go round.
You know what? I've always said it's a great feeling to be an independent artist because you have complete creative control of your music.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And but there are also the challenging aspects as far as being responsible as far as on the monetary aspect of your career.
Correct.
But again, just like anything and everything in life, there has to be a balance. Have you gotten any feedback as far as from overseas, as far as Europe, Japan, as far as the feedback? Have you gotten any feedback from them yet as far as the positive feedback as far as the music, as far as the album is concerned?
I've had a few fans reach out. I wouldn't say it's like been a, you know, big response from those areas, but hey, you never know what's to come. You know, I claim it. But I have a few fans, you know, like, cause it sometimes tell you where people purchase the album from. So to see somebody from South Africa, I'm like, stop playing, you know? So, I don't think that is a huge buzz, but I'm getting there, you know, soon the world's gonna know. So I'm patiently waiting my turn.
It's a matter of time because R&B music is huge outside the United States. I mean,
they
love it to death. What for you? What are some of the pitfalls of being an independent artist?
Like you said, the pitfalls, I would definitely say monetary. I mean, because it's all on you. While you do get creative control, you have to. That's more pressure on you because the blame game comes on you. And if they're not liking it, it's like, well, you were the one who came up with it. You know what I'm saying? You're the one who, like, cleared everything. So I would say just the overall pressure of just having to satisfy your fans. But definitely monetary. You have to pay for all this stuff. You know, when they see the stuff on iTunes and all of that, you have to pay, you know. Just traveling to a venue. I mean, that's gas money. Gas money times 10, times 20, times 40. It adds up. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're performing or going on interviews, hair, makeup, you know, I'm a woman, so you know these labels, they hate us women because we got to have our glam squad with us. So it adds up, but it's all worth it, though. And as an artist, I had to learn no matter what, you know, obstacles I have to overcome, I do have to realize it's very imperative that you invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're not willing to invest in yourself, no one else will. Nobody's going to move this boat unless I move it. So I take pride in investing in myself. You know, it costs, but it costs to be the boss. So I'm willing to pay
without question
that I'm able to pay. So, yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing being a boss because you have complete control on the direction
Definitely.
Of your career.
Exactly.
On the business aspect, being able to have complete control over your masters is is very, very important. And the reason why I bring that up is because a lot of new artists that come in the game, they don't understand the business aspect of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to fully understand the business aspect of this industry?
It took me years because as a hungry artist, all you want to do is jump in the studio. Okay, I'm done. Next track. And it was my manager who had to slow me down, like, hey, you know, we have to get, you know, with BMI, get your songs registered. And you know what I'm saying? Even like streams,
yeah.
You have to understand as an artist, you're supposed to be getting paid for that stuff. So I had to sit back and think, like, dang, I'm letting so much money go by. You know, this day, if I didn't sell albums, they were streaming it. That's still a great day. You know what I mean? So I had to understand the importance of copyright. So it took time because all I wanted to do is record, run out and perform it or let somebody hear it or put it on iTunes to sell it, you know, and businesses first. And that's why you have these artists who are millionaires but really aren't millionaires. The labels are rich because they ain't understand the business. They just signing whatever. So I'm not willing to just sign any crazy contract. I'm not. Stupid. I'm hungry, but I ain't stupid. I ain't willing to eat anything, you know? So it's very, very, very important. Artists, if you're listening, you have to get the business aspect situated because, you know, that's money you owe. So you got to get it. It's very important. But it took me a while to understand that.
I want to thank you for saying that because a lot of new artists that get involved in this industry, they don't understand. Once you get signed to a label, the label is no more than a bank. They lend you
That's
money
it.
For studio time, and they're looking to recoup that money back ASAP. And I've seen the industry change over the years. I remember when an artist could go in the studio, make their record, go out and make money from the spins on the radio and also tour and make money. Now, in order for an artist to be successful, you have to really get out there and grind and be out on a tour to make your money back. And that's why I said it's beautiful to be an independent artist because you can have your own home-based studio and record your music and put it out there through social media and people will buy your music and you can sit up and monetarily make money. I mean, a lot of money if you have a strong team. Speaking of strong team, how has your team managed to help you progress over the past 2 years to really get your music out there?
I mean, it's just really about understanding this is just not my dream, it's theirs too, because understand we all going to eat. That's how I operate. We all eat around my table, you know what I'm saying, because we all going to put in. You don't have to put in monetarily, but you got to work too. Whether it's you getting these contracts together or you booking shows or whatever the case is, I would just say everybody's just playing their part, you know what I'm saying, and just understanding the importance of everything. And just understanding we all a team. If we fail together. When we win together. And the loyalty is a must. You know, like, ain't no new friends and homegirls who running up 2 weeks later. Oh, I believe in you. It's all day one. For real. I can only have winners with me who struggle with me. That's just my motto. You know what I'm saying? You have
to
struggle with me, but
you find quite a bit of those. The more successful you become, you have people come out the woodwork. And the worst of them are family members.
It's the worst.
Hey, do you remember I was with you and back in this and that? And I'm like, wait a minute. But when I was struggling, you were nowhere to be found. You wouldn't even pick up the phone when I needed some assistance. But now you want to be my friend. We're chummy chummy. We're the best of compadres.
right. You know, the beauty of that is a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I use my mind. Like, you know, I see who share my stuff. I see who buy my stuff, you know, when I can see that information. But, you know, it's free to support people. When you have an artist, especially a family member or a friend, saying, hey, check out my new record, it takes 0.2 seconds to share that. you know, and I don't need your money. I just need support. You know, support is free. You know, just telling me my record sounds good, if you truly feel that, that's supporting me. That's letting me know how you feel, you know. So, you just got to know. And it's a tough thing because, I mean, family, they can reach you quicker than fans and outside people.
Oh, yeah, without question.
I'm an adult, so I pretty much know who been rocking with me since day one. So that ain't really hard. It's just, and it is beyond it. I ain't really thinking about that type of stuff yet. I'm just focused on me. And hey, you support. You don't. I'm still moving, you know, and that's all what it's about. But primarily, it's just remaining humble through it all. You know, that's just one thing.
One of the things that I get from you while we're sitting here vibing is that you have complete control as far as the direction of what you want your career to become.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your plans and goals that you have in store for yourself, personal goals that you set for yourself for this new year?
Personal goals, most definitely, you know, getting a bigger fan base, just moving more so out of Florida and getting that bigger fan base. Of course, as any artist would want, a major record deal. If not, I'm satisfied independent, you know, because independent is really about your fan base. So that's why I say just growing my fan base and just, you know, continue to put out good content and staying busy. Like a lot of artists become complacent, as I used to do. I'll put out a CD, go hang out for 2-3 years, like people going to remember me. People forget you in a week. So stay busy. So I put out a song, next thing I'm working on a treatment plan for a video. Put out a video, okay, what's the next single? Like, you just got to stay busy, and that's what I've learned. And this round go, I just want to follow the blueprint and just, you know, just stay connected with my fans and just grow as an artist and just stay true to myself, really, you know, because it's so easy to lose yourself. It's so easy to get, you know, directed the wrong way. But just understand that I'm in control, you know, primarily. Through it all. So, yeah, I just want to work on getting that content out and getting it out to everybody, really.
Right. Like you said, it becomes very easy to lose oneself when you constantly have people telling you how great
mm-hmm.
you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. You can do no wrong. A lot of times the best people to have around you are people that you grew up with because they're going to keep you grounded. And they say, hey, look,
exactly.
You're not doing this the right way. And you can respect that because, you know, they are there for you as a person, not as a meal ticket or as an artist.
Right, exactly.
I've always been a stickler for lyrics. And I wanted to ask you, how have you seen your songwriting ability? How have you seen it improve over the last couple of years?
I would say it's improved. I mean, of course it improves with age as well. You know, even though sometimes as an artist you've been through so much young, you know. But I definitely just see the growth as in, like, now you play me a beat. If I'm vibing with it, I could come up with a hook in, like, 1 minute. It's just crazy. It's like either you got it or you don't kind of thing. You
right.
Know? I don't know. I just learned just the art of it, connecting with it. You know, back then I used to just listen to the beat. Does this make my head bob or whatever? Now I feel the beat. What does it make me want to say?
Right.
I feel it because it's all a feeling. If you're not speaking your truth or your true feelings while you're recording, you'll never, you know what I'm saying? Like, you won't deliver as you should. So if a beat don't speak to me spiritually or just emotionally, I don't want to get on it. Because I'm not going to speak truth.
Right. And you said you have to feel it. Does that come with an interlude? That interlude as far as showing a lot more transparency and vulnerability to the people who support your music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you have to connect with the people. But
right.
It first starts with you connecting with yourself. So, yeah.
Without question. Well, no, we got a lot of callers online, so far be it for me to deprive them. So we're going to go to area code 321. You're on the line with Rachelle St. Ford and a teddy bear. Caller, what's your name?
What's happening, nurse? What's happening, nurse? Breathe. I hear you. Everything you said. I'm in the gym right now getting it.
I'm crying.
Big Green will be so proud of you right about now.
Oh, I would. Thank you.
Keep pushing. Keep on pushing. I'm in the film. Right. I ain't going to hold up on getting this little minutes in, but much love to you. I'll let you know. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
I need to get some. You know what? I need to bottle that and get some of that energy. Lord have mercy. We go to area code 86. We go to area code 863-838. Caller, you're on the line. Rochelle St. Ford, the teddy bear. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
This is Christina. And
well, hi,
Christina. Rachel.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Rachel.
I'm doing
She is my best friend, and I've always supported her, and I've always believed in her, and I still do, and I will continue no matter what happens. She is the most ambitious, driven person I've ever known, and she works so hard every day, so she deserves it.
Thank
well,
you.
Know
love
what
you,
I
Rachel.
Maybe I need to hire you as a publicist. My goodness. All right. I can.
I see it all every day, the struggles, and she still pulls through. And I just.
You know what? I need her as a publicist.
Yeah.
My program director is looking at me. You better not. And I'm like, I'm cool. Everything's cool.
Oh, I don't think everybody is she does remain humble through it all, and she's just such a great person. And I mean, this is a woman who I was eating at KFC with her, and this gentleman came in, and he was homeless. You could tell he just kind of came in and refilled his drink at the drink stand, and the employees there kind of got on to him for doing that, and she went and bought him a meal and asked him what he would like. And I just, like, I'm so proud to have a friend like that, you know? So.
Wow. Anyway, that just touched the teddy bear's heart. I appreciate that. My goodness.
Yeah, wonderful person.
Ms. St. Ford, what
Thank
do you think
you.
About getting those type of comments and support from so many people who love you?
Well, I mean, it feels amazing. You know, like I always tell people, like, it's not what you do in front of people. It's what you do when no one's looking. You know, she happened to be there when that happened. But, you know, that's not to get any type of clout. But it does definitely feels good to, you know, to hear those kind of things from people, you know, because not everybody get those type of comments. So, and that's something that keeps me grounded, keep me humble, you know, and just remind me, like, people watching. Even when they're not watching, your character is all you have, really. You know, your word.
This is true. This is true. It is very, character can be very, challenging, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in today's society, but that's okay. We got you here like Linus's boy, comfy and cozy. We're going to get lost. And some new music, of course, from the new album, I'm Here. Tell us about the single from the album called The Harvest.
The Harvest, you know, definitely just speaks my story, you know, just being through so much and just sowing that seed and finally seeing everything, you know, come to life. And it's just from weight loss or being a single mother or this whole music industry. It's just, I've been through so much, and I'm just so proud that I stuck it out and really just continue to fight for me, and I'm here today. So The Harvest is really just, you know, overcoming all those obstacles and just being here. So, yeah. That's The Harvest.
Well,
I love that record.
Let's get into it then. One of the many hit singles from the new album, of course, I'm Here, from Miss St. Ford, of course, the boss. Here, vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio.
The harvest has come. I'm going to fight until it's won. Because I am a fighter. Because I am a fighter. I'm a zone. Where I'm from, we don't take no. Number one, cause I am a fighter. Cause I am a fighter. Somebody that's a go-getter, then welcome to my world, baby.
Rachelle St. Forth here in the zone of LOTO Radio, of course, from the new album, I'm Here. One of the things that I found very interesting, because I've had an opportunity to listen to quite a few tracks from the album, and you get a different vibe from each single on there. If you could pinpoint three tracks on there, which one has the most meaning to you? Which one you just really felt more than any other?
Well, primarily, I definitely have to start with The Harvest. That's like my baby. That's my story. You know, I love Something About You. Something About You. A fun fact about that record, I only had 10 minutes to record it.
Really?
And I did it in one take. Yeah, because so I could meet the deadline for iTunes and all of that, like the music submission. I had like 10 minutes before they had to receive it. And he was like, can you do it in one take? I'm like, let's go. And
let's go.
Let's do it, right? But that's just when you know you feel it. Like when you feel it,
right.
It's not stopping you. You know, you just have to connect. But definitely that record. And another one that I love is Love Ain't Welcome. It's just a heartfelt, like, ballad. Like, you know, when you're just tired of getting done wrong. Sometimes you just like, look, love, you're not welcome back anymore. So that is definitely like a powerful record to me. Very hard.
In the words of Dr. Dre, you know, I've been there, done that. So I definitely understand.
I
could definitely relate. How much of your own personal experience, your personal journey, have you managed to incorporate in this new album?
I would definitely say like 90%. Like I said, I'm a firm believer in speaking your truth and just connecting with the music. And if it's not real, why are you recording it, you know? But, you know, of course, nothing is 100%. So I try to always tap in, you know, situations that a friend may be going through or just generally speaking, like what the world goes through. Everybody's been heartbroken, maybe not in the same format, but, you know, a heartbreak is a heartbreak. So this record might not be, you know, directly towards me, but I may have a friend who came to me for comfort, you know, from going through something like that. But yeah, if not anything, like 90% of it is really me. Yeah, I've been through it.
You know, one of the things also that I've taken away from the album, from your looks and appearance and just the overall project, it definitely has a early Mary J. Blige kind of feel, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I see now that the camera loves you, and you definitely love the camera. So, Lord have mercy, it's definitely a beautiful thing because fashion and music have always played a role. They've always gone hand in hand. Besides music, have you thought about doing anything else, possibly television, movies, or possibly doing some modeling?
You know, definitely television. You know, In my personal life, the ones who really know me, they know I'm a character, you know. But okay. I would love all of that, you know. The modeling, I've never been shy of the camera, even if you go back to when I was heavier. I would take 100 pictures and think I'm the sexiest thing in front of that camera. So when you say I love the camera, I love the camera. You know. But most definitely, if I could, you know, the world is so big, like your dreams right. could be as big as you want. So if I could conquer everything, I will. But definitely television is something that, you know, I thought of. You know, I want some of my records to be featured on some soundtracks, you know. So I'm just working on some things. And as far as like weight loss goes, you know, I've been contacted by some, you know, companies as far as like being like a spokesperson and stuff like that. So I definitely don't want to forget that because that was so, you know, big in my story, you know, my life. So just being the face of something that millions suffer, you know, from. So definitely that in television, I think I would definitely want to dip into that, most definitely.
Well, you definitely have a very strong personality, my love. And I said, wait a minute, you know what? She has some character behind her too. I say, yeah, she got some funniness to her. She can be quirky when she want to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's all. That's all right. Mm-hmm. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're streaming live. Yeah. iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. So hey, if you don't tune in and you missed the interview, we got you covered all the way around. But don't touch that too. You tuning in and tuning out all. The negativity. Speaking of negativity, I hate to test the word haters, but unfortunately we have a lot of them out there, people that become jealous and very envious of one's success. How have mm-hmm. you managed to kind of steer away from that or just deal with it head on? How have you managed just to deal with it overall?
You know, I mean, of course, like you say, everybody has haters. But I've learned, like, watching other artists, they give so much attention to the haters. You know how they write the comments. They want to attack the hater. But it's a fan saying, you got me out of suicide with track number 3. I love you. Thank you for that. And you'll just jump right over that. So my fans could truly say, if I can, I respond to everybody that share my stuff or say something. If you go on my page, always, thank you so much. If somebody be like, oh, you whack. Okay, cool. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you. Because why worry about 3 people who hate you when 100 love you? You know what I'm saying?
True.
So I just try to overlook it because haters don't pay my bills. They motivate me, but they don't pay my bills. Fans pay my bills or get me to the next pedestal or, you know what I'm saying, buy my album. If you hating, I know you ain't buying my album, but secretly they do. A hater is really somebody who want to be you. So shout out to the haters. They got an album, too. Don't forget to get the album if you don't. But, you know, I'm not a negative person, so I don't really care for negativity. You won't really catch me going at it with somebody. Because at the end of the day, a hater is just somebody with a negative opinion, but that's still their opinion, so I still have to respect it. And you know what I'm saying? If it's something that has some worth or some value, all I can do is box up from it. So
there
I don't really care. I don't care. If you don't have a hater, you ain't doing something right, because a hater is supposed to make you boss up. Keep bossing up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really, I see them, but I don't see them. Who are you?
Right.
I mean,
hey, I understand.
But I got people who love me that I got to cater to, so I got to go. So that's just really how I look at it. I don't mind it.
Right.
Because that's something that's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be there. They're supposed to be there. They're part of the journey, so why care now?
Like that great American poet once said, more money, more problems, but that's all right.
More problems. That's all right. Look, that's all right.
That's
see,
all
God
right.
Me. I mean,
there you go.
Matter. You know, when God have a problem with me, that's when it's worth paying attention to. But
there
people, naysayers, I mean, listen, they got people that's hating on them. I don't care. I mean, I don't really pay attention. And if I give it 1%, you know, it's just to keep me grounded. Like, okay, keep working. Somebody watching. You know, they just watching.
Yeah.
Me, so.
Without question. Without question. The industry can be so taxing. And by you being a mother, how have you managed to balance a personal life and also the business aspect of the industry? Because, again, it can be very taxing when you're striving for greatness.
Right. I feel that as an artist, who, like, especially those who have children, it's just imperative that you speak to them. I don't keep secrets from my child. You know, I'm honest with her. If I have to go for a couple of days or for a few hours, I'm honest with her. And if it's something that I can bring her to, I bring her, because it's important that she sees what mommy's doing. You know, I have one child. She's an 11-year-old. And there were nights where we both stayed asleep in the studio. I'm grinding, but it's like, mommy, you know, you're going to see it, you know, why I'm working so hard. It's going to all make sense. So when I have listening parties and stuff like that, it's just, you know, G-rated, I bring her so she could see what I was doing, why it all makes sense now. So she gets it, and I'm blessed to have a big girl at this moment because she gets it. You know, she's mature enough to understand what I'm doing, and, you know, she sees the feedback from the, like, the videos and stuff like that, so it makes sense to her now. But it's just important to keep an open line of communication with your kids and understanding that they're just as important. Sometimes I got to sacrifice the studio, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you have a child. The sacrifice comes with it. So I feel like, you know, it's a tough, tough job to try to balance both. But, of course, your kids always win. But I just keep her in line with what I'm doing. So, you know, I'm like, mommy sold, you know, X amount of CDs today. Or, you know, I got an alert that, you know, 60 people bought an album today. It's like, really, mommy? Okay. You know, she gets it now. And she's excited when I'm excited. Or we're in just, you know, Publix grocery shopping for dinner. And somebody's like, oh, my God, are you Rochelle? Oh, my God, track three, girl. That meant the world to me. You know, and she hears it. So I just try to keep her, you know, with me in all that I do. You know, definitely stuff that's respectful for her age. You know what I'm saying? I can't bring her to a club, of course, but if I do local venues, I bring her, you know.
Right.
She was at my listening party, so it's just imperative to her, for her to see that and to see and understand that if you set a goal or set a dream, you can be whatever you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Your dreams can be you know, manifested or accomplished if you keep fighting. You know, my daughter's been there, I'm talking about from the belly singing to right now recording, doing shows or whatever the case may be. So she gets it. So it's just really just explaining the process. A lot of people don't see their kids for 2-3 months in the studio, and it's like, hey, baby. And they're like, well, hey, where you been? Oh, my baby, no, I'm in the studio. For real, she gets it, and I have a strong support team too, you know. Luckily, I'm blessed that my daughter is the only child in the family. When I say that, like, only niece, only grandbaby, so they get it. And if I have to run to the studio, oh, hey, so-and-so needs a feature, you know, hey, baby, I'll be right back. Grandma coming, you know, she getting me boom, 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 boom. So she's very in tune of what I'm going on, very appreciative, very understanding. She brags about me because it's my job to be her hero and lead her right, you know what I'm saying?
There
so.
You go.
Whether it's weight loss or music, I just show her that, you know, anything is possible.
I can only imagine what your reaction would be when this album hits in the top 100 or the top 50 on Billboard. What would your reaction be?
I don't know. I mean, crazy. I mean, just seeing it on Amazon Music, it had reached number one on the R&B chart. Just seeing that, okay. I was like, stop it. I was in the gym, and I darted out. And they were like, man, is everything okay? I was like, how are you? You know what I'm saying? I'm like running around because that was like my first number one. Whether it was Billboard, it's still a number one. Nobody can take
still
it
number
from me.
One.
That Amazon is like the biggest. You know what I'm saying? Like I was number one on Amazon Music. What you mean? You're just crushed up. But it just shows growth. I couldn't do that back in the day. And it just shows, you know, the appreciation for my fans. I mean, they're doing their job as far as supporting me. So when they say they support me, they support me. So shout out to all my fans and supporters out there who went and bought it, because that was big to log in, because it was like number two. My manager's like, you number two, like, you know, like, it could possibly be number one. I'm like, probably. He's like, whatever, this Amazon, there ain't no way. And he's like, Rochelle, you're number one. I'm like, I'm lying. I don't even think I cut the treadmill off. I just started running. So if Billboard hit, I just hope I'm not driving. You know. Definitely, it would be a monumental moment for me because I know how hard I work. You know what I'm saying? So looking forward to it. It's coming. We can talk about it.
It will. I believe it. I have all the faith in the world that will take place.
Thank you.
The person that you are today, if you can go back in a time machine and have a conversation with the older or past Miss St. Fort, what would you say to her? What would the conversation take place, and what would you say to her as far as being prepared for the future?
You know, basically just love you no matter who loves you. Be your biggest fan no matter who not supporting you. Be proud of you when nobody else is proud of you. And just being your number one fan, you know. There was times I put out music and I didn't get no feedback. There was time I put out music and I got overwhelming feedback. But when I was in the car, I was bouncing hard as heck. You know what I'm saying? So I just learned now that I'm important, I'm special, I'm gifted, I'm talented, and I'm somebody. You know, you don't have to be Obama to be somebody. You know what I'm saying? I think we try to be so big and not acknowledge our accomplishments. So I smell the roses and accept my accomplishments. You know, there was a time where I didn't think I was good enough. And not being signed, you know, at times, it'll make you feel like you haven't done nothing. And just because I'm independent doesn't mean that I haven't done anything. I'm just an independent artist without a major deal. I'm still selling records. You see what I'm saying? You just have to understand your worth and understand your progression. So that's all I would tell myself. It's like, just because you're not on the billboard in Manhattan or New York, wherever, doesn't mean, you know, you're not solidified as an artist or as a gifted person, or doesn't mean you don't have fans. My fans say the same thing Beyonce fans say. You see what I'm saying? So it's just really accepting you for you and understanding your progression.
Like my man E-40, he's one of the biggest selling artists in the industry, and he's always been independent. So, I mean, it can be done. It can be done. If you have that grind about you, you stay true to who you are, and you have that kind of business acumen, you can definitely succeed, and I see great things from you, my love. So to all the listeners out there, be sure to get out, get the new album, I Am Here, yes, Lord, via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pandora, and also on Amazon.com. Got to ask you before we get into the new hit single, of course, Something About You. What can we expect as far as upcoming performances this year?
Upcoming performances, you know, still working on it. I know I'm supposed to open up for Jacquees. In March. And it's actually in my hometown, so I'm so excited, you know, to be doing such a big show at our Civic Center here in front of family and friends. So definitely have that lined up. And, you know, a couple things lined up, but, you know, I'm the type that until it's official, I don't like to, you know, talk about it. You know how they say, you know, don't announce everything. But
I definitely understand.
Got some great, great things and talks with some labels. Definitely praying on that comes out well. But I really see this year being successful. Like, you know, it started off literally like day one, I'm getting a call to do something or getting booked here. So great things to come. All I can say is just, you know, follow me on all of my social media. Rachel St. for Music is my Instagram. And, you know, just follow Rachel.
All right.
You shall see. It's definitely a big year coming. Definitely a big year.
Well,
got a feature with a big artist. I'm hoping that drops soon. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully someday soon you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you come down here, especially perform in here in the studio. I promise you, no barbecue, nothing. If you want a straight vegan, we cool with that. It's not a problem. We got you, okay?
No problem. I definitely want to come out to the big old Texas, and I appreciate everybody down there in Texas who's supporting, who's listening. Y'all make sure y'all cop that album. I promise y'all come by to see y'all really soon. That would be a dope experience. I have never been to Texas, so
You
know, definitely
come.
Something I would love to do. I know. I heard that's the it spot now. Texas is what's
up. Yes, it is. Something About You. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new album?
Something About You is basically, I'm not going to lie, you know, I might have a couple male fans on here, you know. That song was about them, but I'm not saying no names. But it truly is about somebody special to me. That basically, like, it's hard to find somebody. Like, as a woman, you run into men who want you for a certain thing, and rarely men who really, like, check on you. Like, so to get a message, it's like, how your day going, baby? Did you eat? How did you sleep? You know, we want to hear those things as a woman. So to hear that instead of, when can I come over? Are you ready for me? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that just means so much. You know, I really, really, really appreciate this person. So that record is about him. And look, it took me 10 minutes, so that tell you what I'm thinking. So
all right.
Let's get into it. I love that record. I love it.
let's get into it. Of course, the new hit single, of course, from the new album, I'm Here with Something About You, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Something about you. Your morning kiss, way you press up when you call me. There's something about you.
Something about you.
Way you text me in the morning, and you ask me how I'm doing. There's something about you. Found another. My heart is yours, I trust ya. Something about you. Because you got me. There's something about you.
Something about you.
Remember when you say you love me? My heart skipped, I couldn't help it. There's something about you. Whoa. I love you in your baggies. Always trying to get some nerves. There's something about you. Can't wait to be your wife. Some lucky, yeah. Something about you. Oh, when you move, yeah. I need the way you move, baby. I dig the way you move. I dig the way you move, yeah.
Think about the times that we used to have, the times we cried, and those times that you made me laugh. About the way you hold me and would talk to me and would whisper in my ear that you would never leave. Waking up next to you is truly a blessing. My girls are always spitting out, they want the same thing. When it comes back to it, you're the one I say this to. And it's those main three words. I love you, boo.
Something about you, baby.
Something About You from Rachelle St. Ford here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, family, remember the album is available via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Rachelle's official website. That's at www.rachellestford.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram at Twitter. That's at twitter.com/Rachelle. The singer, and also on Instagram at Rachelle St. Fort Music. My queen, it has definitely been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. Whatever you need,
Thank you. Please do not
hesitate to let us know, and hopefully very soon you'll make your way down here to Houston. Much continued success to you and your entire team, okay?
Thank you so much, and I definitely will come down to Texas soon. I appreciate that.
All right. So it is written. So it is done. Stay bossed up, my queen. All right.
Most definitely. That's rule number one. Stay bossed up. Most definitely. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. The very talented Michelle St. Fort here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. We got to take a little 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost, to be the boss. But while we're vibing here in the zone, let's get into some, what am I feeling? Yeah, Queen Fina with Thriller here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Start that slow. We on about round 3 right now. I can never turn you down. Try to leave, but you turn me around. I don't wanna go back now. Say you wanna go right now. I don't wanna go right now. Cause you're buried in my soul somehow. Yeah, you're the closest to me. Like you know most of me. You're my shoulders to lean. We connect, we agree. Down to burn up. turns into holy water. Down to burn up. I'm calling out for the thriller, the thriller, the thriller. My body needs a thriller, thriller, thriller. I'm ready for the thriller, thriller.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, Sheena Player, in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Rochelle St. Fort. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get that new album, I'm Here, via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pandora. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure to let your fingers do the walking to get all the latest updates. Stop by her official website at www.RochelleSt.com. It's been a beautiful, transcending music week. Yes, Lord, my goodness. So many people to thank, from Raquel Rodriguez, of course, to Rochelle St. Fort, to Adesha, and of course, my man, St. Paul Peterson, and also, who did I foolishly forget? It'll come to me. But speaking of my man, St. Paul Peterson, he'll be performing tonight live as at 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Minneapolis, Minnesota, of course, Great Lakes, at the Ice House, debuting his new release, his new hit single, You Got to Love. So to get all the latest updates and ticket information, go to www.theicehouse.com. Tickets are still available. It's $20 at the door. But you say, Teddy Bear, how am I going to get there? Planes, trains, automobiles. If you have to get a camel, do what you got to do. Or all aboard America, get on that Amtrak. I want to thank all the people for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, man. My cup runneth over with extra honey, with a mixture of chocolate. Yes, Lord, feeling good to my tummy. Until we meet again on the other side, as in always, Lord have mercy. Keep it soulful. And I want to thank you with hanging out and vibing with the Teddy Bear in the zone of LOTO Radio. since I got you here and we're feeling comfy and cozy, is it okay if we take a stroll down memory lane and get our walk on with the time here at the comfort zone of LOTO Radio? Lord have mercy.
Well, okay, if you put it that way. dance like that.
Well, baby, that's because you got those jeans on too tight. Now, let's just take them off.
What do you mean, let's just take them off?
Come on, take them off. I got something for you to wear. Here, put this on.
You always keep lingerie in your glove compartment.
None of my women wear gloves. Now, put this on.
But
my hat. Hey, play on words.
But all the girls will stare at me.
All the girls in this neighborhood already wear camisoles.
I know, but that's because it's cool.
Now, let's get your jeans off.
Okay, well, I'm warning you.
Warning me about what? Sit tight. Here, why don't you lay down?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Stop trying to tell me things before.
But
come on, whoa.
I'm warning you.
Maris, wait, Mother Jesus.
I told you.
Damn, baby. How'd you get all that in them jeans?
It wasn't easy.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think you'd be more comfortable in this.
I'm sure I would. I don't know.
Hurry up, Grace. The song's almost over.
My name's not Grace.
I know. Hurry up, Grace.
Man, these are weird. I guess the tag is in the bag.
Hurry up.
Okay. Okay, how do I look?
Almost as good as me. Now let's go. Hey, Maurice, what time is it? Who's the lovely lady? Introduce us.
I'll introduce you to him. You don't get out my face.
Okay, baby, now take this out. We gonna walk till the song's over. In other words, meet me at the bar in 32 minutes.
Cool.
Cool. And if you're good, I'll let you work the stick in my ride.